I think they was very satisfied with the fact that so many turned out, and particularly the age profile of them. We had students who were coming off secondary school in there, and we had some of the elderly customers that used the bank were there as well. And very obviously determined, there were Irish language activists that were joined us on the protest as well. And it looked determined, but we're upbeat. I think that this is something that we can get the bank to reverse. There's no guarantee in this. But as I said before, this is something that doesn't cost a huge amount of money, that the technology exists, as we know from mainland Europe, to provide the services in multiple languages, and something that Bank of Ireland did. And we're the only bank, and still are the only bank, that provides the service through Irish at this point in time, and it's a bad step and a negative step back. I must say the manager in the bank and the staff in the bank were very, very cordial to us, and have offered myself a meeting with senior management at a regional level next week as well, so that we can feed the views of those that were at the protest to the bank, and they will be fed further up the line.
And after speaking with us earlier this week, expressing your disappointment that they were removing the Irish language option from the newer ATMs, has there been any correspondence with the bank, or will next week be the first chance to communicate with them?
Our colleague Pather Tobin has made contact with Bank of Ireland at a national level, and we are intending to have a meeting with the CEO of the bank. That is our intention. What we want to do, and why the demonstrations were taking place across the state today, is to bring it to a local level and to a regional level, so that that is fed then up to a national level. So we intend to have that meeting at a national level, but at least branch managers will be feeding into, at board level, the fact that people are not happy, and we're encouraging people to continue to seek out the bank manager in their local Bank of Ireland branch, and to tell them that they're not happy with the service being withdrawn. In Bunbeg's case, the service was withdrawn nearly 4 years ago, and what we want to do is not be taking a step back with the rest of the state losing the service, but we want to actually see the service restored. And look, I'm optimistic in this. As I said, it's a very profitable bank. It's a bank that's gone to, you know, certain lengths to try and respond to community demand in terms of its business and community expos, in terms of providing its office space to local community and voluntary group, its floor space within the branch itself. And they're doing that, for, you know, to get their customers. We all know that. But this is a negative mistake by the bank to take what was a positive by providing and catering for the Irish language community, and turn it into a deep negative. And you know, there are positive signals coming out from AIB, and we've made contact with them that at least they will now, or they will start to consider the issue of dual language usage within their ATMs. And that's something that AIB should have done a long time ago, but particularly as a state-owned bank, they should be providing for the Irish language community.